True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Sunday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Bayou City Angler, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, Galveston, 76 down on the island this morning. It'll probably get a little bit cooler before daylight, but looking at plenty of sunshine today with a high of 86, northeast winds 10 to 20. Right now they're down. It's not very much wind at all, but tonight clear skies at a low near 75, east northeast 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies again with a high of 87. Going to warm up a little bit now, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. A high just occurred at the Galveston Channel at 3:29 a.m. It was a 1.7, so it's going to stand high most of the morning, and then we'll have a low this afternoon at 3:06 p.m. It's an 0.4. 7:11 a.m. is sunrise, 7:08 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 28%. We're right at a quarter moon, headed towards our next full moon. All right, Galveston right now, down around the Galveston Channel, it's 78 degrees with 86 degree water with a north-northeast wind at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Eagle Point, it's 74 degrees with a 83 degree water, east-northeast wind 14 to 15. And Morgan's Point, 74 degrees with 83.8 degree water, north-northeast winds at 9 to 11 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is steady at about 29.93 inches. So that's where we're at. Another nice morning. Enjoy it. Take advantage of it. All right, well, let's run down Port O'Connor way now, and let's check in with Captain Kim Golden, see what she's doing this morning. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be better. It's Sunday. It's my Friday.
I love it. I love it.
Just looking forward to a pretty week. So here we go.
I think so. My goodness, the forecast for this coming week. I hope it holds. I see some days where the surf is going to be flat and the Gulf is going to be flatter, and I think it's going to open up some opportunities for sure. I sure hope it holds. It looks like there's a few days of it that might be coming our way before the next front lines up and comes through at the end of the week.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, another front. I'd like to start getting about two of these a week, mild ones.
I'll take
it. Slip into fall real nice and cozy, you know?
Amen. I'm also looking forward to that. I'm seeing signs of that. I when I look out on the long range, I continue to see north wind days, and some days a little more than others. So it's been an unusual September for conditions. I continue to fish more in north winds than south. this month. So there's been a little bit of that. While it has not brought with it that bite or that transition that we often look for in fishing yet, I do think it's on the horizon. We have, however, had a better week than we'd had when I visited with you last. So that's very encouraging, very encouraging.
Yeah, I'm showing pretty much northerly winds all through the week till Friday, going east at about 10 on the extended forecast. So
that's exactly what I saw, too.
Which east wind is not bad for me. You know, I like it up my way. It's a good fish-catching wind, as long as it's not too hard. But east at 10, I can live with that for forever.
Same. And that lets us, it gives us all of our southern shorelines to work, and that's always a good setup for us here. Anything with a little east in it. I'm with you. Not too much, but a little light. I can work with
that. Sure. We can deal with it.
Okay. I can work with anything that'll just stay out of that direction for a little length of time. These days, these varying conditions have brought a varying bite. We would have days where the wind would die out or puff out of a different direction every hour when it did. Those were tougher days. On the days we might have caught a little wind in the same direction a couple of days in a row, our bite improved. And that's even, I've noticed, even with the little bit of cool down that we've had, and I'm using that word for lack of a better one, it's certainly not cool, but just that little bit, and the days it has stayed cloudy and let that water temperature come down and stay a little less up on the flats. I had a couple of days we were targeting reds with topwaters up shallow. We caught nice trout right up shallow with them in a foot of water. So that was encouraging. That's something, as a wader that likes to target quality fish up shallow, I love seeing that, just little glimpses of it. So it's coming. It's on the way.
Well, I was just fixing to ask you if your topwater bite's still holding on.
It did. We lost it. It held pretty decent the first part of the week, and we had to work. It wasn't like they were jumping all over it. We've had to really place those casts in high producing areas at the edge of grass lines, right over the back of the sand pocket, right over, you know, just right across, coming right across a point. And we've actually had to kind of finesse those presentations a little, but they were there and they were willing. Enough to make it fun. I think it's the misses we remember sometimes more than the ones that actually connect, because a couple just came to mind where just leaves a hole in the water and the best sound ever, and then that topwater pops back up and you're like, no way.
The big one always gets away.
I know. So we have fun getting to experience those, but it's still the best when they come tight. And the drag starts screaming off. Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Coming
the visual
tight.
Aspect
like
of it.
That. I like that phrase. Come tight.
It's been a lot of fun. I hope we hang on to that, but continue to hang on to that topwater bite a little bit longer. We'll see what fall brings us. I know on the days it got tough for us, we just had to go back to basics, getting a really light jig head or really small tail, getting it down low to the bottom and just dropping it on their nose.
That
on those days where it just, we were having trouble putting it together and the conditions were making it, you know, the bite just a little tougher. Those were the moves that paid off.
Well, that's all protocol right there. I'm with you on, I agree on all those terms, you know, downsizing, smalling it up, getting, you know, lighting up your jig head, staying in the strike zone longer, whole nine yards.
Absolutely.
What type of line are you using this time of year? Are you using much braid or mono or what? I know you're probably using fluorocarbon leader, but what's your baseline?
I'm a fan of braid. Every braid versus the others, everything's has plus and minuses, but the sensitivity that I have with braid is worth whatever else, you know, I have to manage to use it. I use a 20-pound mono leader tied with a double uni to my braid and a loop knot to my lure, and it's that way every time. So if I'm pulling, we don't have a whole lot of shell here that we fish. So if I'm in heavy shell or reef-type settings or fishing for reds and I know we're going to be moving in that style, then I might consider a leader that would handle the abrasion or something along those lines.
Heavier, sure.
Yes, yes, yes. If you need, because there are circumstances where that is needed. In my fishery, most of the time, 90% of the time, what I use is, you know, it works just great here. So I like to keep it simple. It's really easy in this world of, especially in lures, to get a little overwhelmed. There's just a lot out there. And I just like to, when it's simple and it works, I like to stick with it. And that works for me and gets me through every single day in the bay. So, and it has always. So that's what I roll with.
Yeah. So mainly right now, have you noticed any, patterns starting to develop for the fall, like drains and points and things like that off of flats, you know, drains coming out of marshy areas or back lakes or anything? Is that on these outgoing tides, is that working for you right now?
That's such a great piece of structure and something and a great setup to target. We've not enjoyed very much of that, except that towards the end of the week, we did lose some water. So when this last front came through, it lined up on more north than northeast on the wind. And when our tides started going out, just escorted some water right out of here. We had it to lose. So that was okay. So there was a little bit of a, you know, increased flow on that particular day. I'm sure that if you were in the right area at the right time, that paid off. But what has been happening is we've had just the midday has brought us that slack tide. And so the meat and potatoes part of our day or part of our wade, we've been wind driven dependent. And on the days that it hasn't blown very much, those are the days that we found it a challenge, of course. So I am looking forward to the days we get some more water movement. We can play off those drains and our pinch points. They're drains in one wind direction for us. They become pinch points in another. You can fish them either way. So if on a southeast wind, they're drains, you get a northerly wind, they become a pitch point and they become equally as attractive to me. I just fish them a little different.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but it's coming.
Oh, it's coming. I'm with you. I'm with you, Mickey.
Have you seen any shrimp right now? Or you know, I know Charlie was talking about they're not seeing a lot of shrimp over at Matagorda either.
That's an interesting point. A lot of times when I'm waiting, I'll see them break the surface every now and here and there. And while I haven't seen them with my eyes, I noticed in the last 7 days, three of those days, the bait shrimp boat was out in the middle of the San Espiritu or Espiritu Santo. So we probably still have some out there. But obviously, he wouldn't have been out there 3 days if we didn't. So So I know we still have some around. Our flats are loaded with bait, absolutely loaded. You could just see that. I said it before, I'll say it again, the buffet is set. I mean, it is loaded with bait. Every stop we make, I have in the right kind of bait, that little small finger size flipping bait, the kind you like to see. So that's it's everywhere we go. It's just it looks great. And this last little letting some water out, bring it, flush it out, bring some back in, just seems like a really great setup for this fall and winter.
Water exchanges are real critical, especially this time of year. That gets these fish fired off, man.
Well, cool. And so while I'm still not running into, you know, those days we stop the boat, we wait about 20 yards and we don't take very many steps, I'm not seeing that yet. That's coming. But a little bit of patience and a little bit of just being a little more technical with the presentation on the lure, just a little more aware of where you have it in the water column, that has paid off. And so I know it's only going to get better from here, and I'm ready.
Fan out and fan your cash and be patient. Don't stomp all through them and weed them out.
Boy, that fanning your cast still right there. That's a great point. If you don't do it already, start doing it. You'll automatically exponentially increase your bite potential simply by that one thing right there. casting exactly. 180 degrees around you and turn around every now and then and throw one into the wind if that's in your skill set.
Yeah, throw behind you. I've seen some giant trout caught like that out of somebody else's mud trail where they walk past a fish, you know. That's
so have I. Out of my mud trail.
Out of your own mud trail, too.
I've seen someone stick one out of my own mud trail that obviously I missed. So, yes, it happens every now and then.
Oh, cool. All right, Kim. Well, hey, thanks for the report and all the good knowledge. Hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
I'd love it. You can find everything you need to know at portoconnorfishingtrip.com. And shoot me my contact information's on there. Anyway, is good. Reach out and I'll get you set up.
All right. Well, hey, always a pleasure. You have a great Sunday. I'll talk to you next week. Catch them up.
Thanks, Mickey. Thank
All right,
you.
Kim,
you too.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Kim Golden down in Port O'Connor. Well, we need to jump up to the Belleville Meat Market. Folks, if you've never been there, stop in and try it. You've never, man, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And now that we're into bow season with rifle season right around the corner, no better place to have your wild game process in the Belleville Meat Market. You know, you drive up, they'll unload your game for you, and they take it in. You tell them what you want done with it. They track it all the way through the process. That guarantees you get back the game that you took such good care of. And their packaging, everything is second to none at the Belleville Meat Market. Excellent quality, excellent service. And their meat market, full menu, pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that every day, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan smoked pulled pork, homemade hot dogs, bulk pricing on fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage, along with their grab-and-go snacking products. They're great for the blind, like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and their dry sticks. Check them out on the web and just call their store. Great people, great place. They've been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it is 419 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Freeport Way now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Jeff Naylor, see what he's up to. Morning, Jeff. What's going on?
What's up, Cap Mickey? How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, just going with flow. It's early.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
Early.
Yeah, definitely. Man, the wind kind of slacked off a little bit here, Freeport.
It has.
We did a little trip yesterday. Of course, the Amberjack season is closed as of Friday. So that's over with. Man, this whole summer just kind of bing, bing, bing. You know, after the snapper season goes away, you know, Amberjack season goes away, it's kind of, oh, man, it's dwindling. You know, this summer is pretty much officially over, you know, as far as summer fishing anyways.
Yeah.
So just kind of riding
it's,
that.
Fading away, man. Here we go.
It is.
Fast after that wind laid down and that guff laid down and everybody, I mean, it just like everybody couldn't get enough and, man, that went by quick.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't kidding. You know, and the fishing did get a lot better, you know, towards the latter half. And, you know, when you reflect back on everything too, actually it wasn't quite what, you know, it started out to be, and, you know, maybe lesson learned as we move forward to, you know, not get too excited after the first day. But, yeah, I mean, we, you know, we went out yesterday. We didn't get to go out Friday. We just didn't have a trip booked, and we were doing some maintenance and stuff like that, so we didn't make it out Friday. And to be completely fair, the Amberjack closure just came out of nowhere, and you know, it was 2 or 3 day notice, and that was it. So. You know, that's pretty typical, unfortunately, but, you know, it is what it is. We didn't get to go out Friday. Several of the other folks did. I tell you what, since we're doing some reflections back, Amberjack, you know, the folks that did make it out did really well. I mean, I was seeing consistent limits, whereas years past, the last couple of years, you know, you know, mm-hmm. You might see limits for the first week or so, and then maybe one or two after that. It was very, very spotty. In other words, I mean, they were just hard to find. You know, they had been fished real hard. You know, Amberjack tend to get hit pretty hard during snapper season. You know, people catch them during snapper season, and they expend their energy very quickly, and they get very tired. So their mortality rate is probably fairly high in terms of, you know, the reef fish that we catch here. So, it's absolutely important to vent them and you can treat them a lot like a redfish too. You know, when he's wore out, you know, sit there and hold his tail and go back and forth in the water a little bit. It'll give him enough energy to get back down. But, you know, so I'm thinking that, overall they fared well during the snapper season probably.
Yeah,
and you know, they were a lot of people were catching them and catching them in good numbers this year, which I mean that's a pretty positive future outlook on Amberjack to begin with. But yeah, that's kind of how the Amberjack season went. It was a couple weeks long, didn't get to go very long.
Yeah, how many days did we get out of that? It wasn't much, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty quick.
September 1st, that was it.
Yeah.
September 1st.
It's over.
Yep. And then, here it is, the 26th. It was closed. So, yeah, I mean, it didn't last very long.
Better than nothing. Boy, there's a lot of them called.
Yes.
I've never seen so many Amberjack photos.
And that's, man, yeah, you're not kidding. But, I mean, you know, and that's how the fishing season and stuff like that are probably going to go for a little while until, you know, Noah and the states get all shook out. You know, that's probably going to, you know, be the norm for a little while. But you know, at the end of the day, again, Amberjack, great. The overall fishing was pretty good this season for the 3 weeks that we did have. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, but, we went out yesterday and, did a little fishing ourselves, went out to some shrimp boats and did some king fishing. You know, we showed up on one of the king spots yesterday morning and, I mean, I was just marking piles of them underneath the boat, And so they're still lingering. They're still around. Like I said, we ended up going to the shrimp boats after that. And, man, there was lots of blackfin, but oh my gosh, you could have walked across the water. So many sharks. It was just unreal.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Terrible, terrible. We couldn't get anything. We got two of them through the sharks and a couple of bonitas, but that was it. I mean, it was, you know, if you get to the blackfin, I mean, you were running the gamut trying to get them back up, you know, and it was, it didn't fare well, you know.
Yeah.
And that water right now is just dirty, dirty, dirty green. I mean, you can't hardly see through it. I mean, the sharks.
Really?
Oh, man. I mean, terrible, terrible. It's like, almost like, it's really dark green, too, on top of it. It's a real dark, dirty green. You know, there were sharks 4 foot under the surface. You could see the silhouette, a white silhouette. But that was about it, you know. And that's 70 miles out, you know, a couple hundred feet of water. So that's saying a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but yeah.
Yeah, James mentioned, you know, tarpon fishing. He run across some water the other day. You know, it was kind of, you know, it just had that stain to it. It just didn't look right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly what this looks like. So I
you know, like it's, you know, like it's turning over kind of look.
Yeah, exactly. I went on, I looked at some satellite pictures right before I got on here, and you know, it's pretty much that way up and down from Brownsville to New Orleans. I mean, it's just, you know, out 40, 50 miles on average. And actually, around where we're at, it goes out further, a lot further. Gallison way, especially, I guess it's just following that shelf, but it's really dirty up and down the whole Gulf Coast right now.
How deep? So
I don't know what happened.
Yesterday?
We went about, you know, we were a good 70 miles out. Yeah. You know, some of the shrimp boats that we're seeing right now are sitting pretty deep. You know, there was a couple that were in the 250, 260 foot range. Is pretty rare. I mean, you know, they normally stay in that 200 or less, you know,
right.
And a bunch of them over there in that 200 plus foot. And, you know, there was lots of action underneath them. You know, like I said, those, even when the sharks get that thick, you know, for those blackfin to be darting around them, I mean, they're pretty thick underneath them too, you know, so
yeah.
They were, there's lots of fish to be caught underneath them. The very last boat, you know, that north wind kicked up on us real bad, probably around 10 o'clock, and, man, it got real stacked up out there. And the last shrimp boat we hit on the way back in, or, you know, we're kind of hitting them as we were coming back in, and we had a big old school of mahi come up on us, and, you know, the guys, my customers were tired, and they were pretty beat up already. So they decided to take off, but I mean, you know, there's just lots of action. Blackfin, bonitas, mahis, so
sharks.
tons of sharks, absolutely.
What if they're starting to stage up to do their winter thing since fall's approaching? I mean, there's still a bunch of them up in the bays right now too. I don't know where all these fish come from. Man, there's a bunch of sharks.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be, you know, I've seen a bunch, you know, the shrimp boats always have a bunch of them, but every boat, the first five boats that we hit yesterday, all of them were exactly the same. You could walk across the water how many sharks there was. And generally speaking, out of five, you know, you're going to have one,
yeah,
maybe two that don't have as many, you know, may have a few, but every one of those boats yesterday were just stacked. I mean, they were just everywhere. You know, we were drifting. And on top of the wind howling, you know, that current was ripping pretty good. And, you know, we couldn't stay next to that boat more than about 2 seconds. And when we drifted off, we'd be a quarter mile away, you know, and they'd just be they'd follow us, you know.
Yeah.
We'd walk across the water, probably all the way back to the shrimp boat, you know.
That's a lot
crazy.
Of fish, man. That's a lot.
Man, I'm telling you, it was rough. And, yeah, I mean, you know, but to that point too, you know, we hit some rocks and stuff like that I haven't, fished since last year, you know, because of, the small sharks that got,
sure,
you know, swarmed up on some of the smaller rocks down south and, We went and hit them up, and the shark, those little mini sharks are gone. So it seems like, you know, they've kind of moved on, and the other reef fish have kind of come back. So
you run across any group or anything?
Man, we didn't even have, we didn't get the chance to, well, you know, we got to beeline our fish for probably 45 minutes. That was about it, man. That north wind kicked up, and it just, yeah. It was probably 3 foot solid, 4 foot, you know, stacked. Mm-hmm. I mean, one after another, just fast as they can come. Then, you know, my style, generally speaking, when I beeline a fish, I try to keep the boat reversed over the, you know, spot. Sure. And, they was coming up over the back end and, you know, into the boat. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is no good. So we didn't get much, you know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't give us a chance.
All right. But well, hey, let me take this quick break. I'll come right back to you. Hang with me, man. I'll be right back, Jeff.
Okay.
All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, Jeff, we're back, my friend.
Bag in action.
Our Astros are out of business.
Oh.
Season came to a close last night, all the hopes. But, you know, yeah. And I kept flipping over watching that Rangers game, and I'm going, you know, they were in the bottom of the ninth, and I thought, well, you know, they could pull this off and give us a little help here. Well,
yeah,
two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they ended up putting a couple of guys on. Then they intentionally walked a guy to get to a left-hander with their left-handed pitcher. And then he hits the guy and walks in the winning run. I'm going, well, that didn't go over good. And, boy, as soon as that happened, you could see our dugout. Zach Cole hit a home run, and he come flying in there, you know, all happy because he hit a home run. And nobody looked happy in the dugout. You could tell they got the news already. And the spotter started pulling out the big boys and putting in the young boys. And I went to bed. I couldn't stay up any longer.
Yeah.
So lose any sleep over this now. That Ryder Cup yesterday. I mean, that's just pathetic. America didn't show up to this one. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. We stayed up Friday night, you know, watching the first game of the series, and I just couldn't make it. I wanted to watch it to the very end, and I woke up and I saw 3-4. I thought, oh, you son of a gun, man.
I know, it was 3-0 when I went to bed, and I got up to make coffee to come in here. My wife had my little notepad there by the coffee maker. Well, we lost 4-3. I go, oh, man.
Yeah,
those West Coast games are killer. I can't stay up and watch them, man. I got to get some kind of sleep before I come in here.
You ain't kidding. But boy, I tell you what, you know, if anything shines in the last couple months, you know, Cole, I think he's going to be great. Let's try not to trade him.
I do too, man.
You know, he's looking good.
Yeah, he's the future.
Yeah, he's definitely looking exciting. We ended up with a lot of people hurt this year. I mean, just couldn't keep him out of the doctor's office.
Set a major league record. It's pretty crazy.
That's wild. Didn't even know they kept records up. Well, who am I to say? Geez, they keep records.
Baseball, they keep records on everything. How many sunflower seeds are eaten in a game? I mean, the whole nine yards. How much bubble gum they go through? They do it all, buddy. They're beating counters in baseball.
Man, I'm telling you. Unreal. Well, I mean,
kind of like some fishermen I know, man. They keep a log book exclusively. I mean, I tried that for the first 2 or 3 years of my career, and I said, hey, I got a memory. I can remember this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they write down every single catch. They know at the end of the year how many fish they caught, how many they released. I mean.
Yeah. And it's worthy, you know. I mean, I'm sure you can decipher a lot of information that way. You know, there were some of the, some of the old school captains, you know, the party boat captains that, you know, I've actually seen their logs, you know, where they wrote down all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, man.
Yeah, I can see that for offshore.
People, but,
yeah.
You know, 100 people a day, you know, I'm thinking, golly, you know, we caught 1,250 snapper. What? Who counts that?
Yeah.
But it was a tough end. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, to get that close and then, you know, have it all closed in on you. But I guess it is what it is. You know, there's always next year. Hey, we're always in the hunt, you know, and that's a really positive thing.
Well, we're spoiled rotten. I mean, we went to the playoffs 8 straight years. That's pretty impressive in itself, you know. Got us a couple of World Series out of that. And, hey. Could be worse.
Oh, sure.
Could be like the old days when, man, we're just trying to stay out of the cellar. you remember those days, man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
The killer bee years and the year before that, man.
That's what I like about baseball on any given game. I mean, the team you think doesn't have a chance ends up winning. You know, it's pretty.
Yeah.
The playing field's pretty level.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely is. And, to your point, man, we used to go to games all the time. You know, although, you know, it was back in those days, you know, you could buy, a baseball ticket to go to the stadium for, you know, a special $7 or $10. And, heck, you could end up right behind home plate, you know, keep creeping down seats, you know. And,
right.
Nowadays, golly, man, I mean, the price of tickets are astronomical. I mean, crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
But, well, I'll be around next year. I'll lose some sleep next year. I don't have to stay up anymore.
That's true. I mean, we get a playoff season off. Of course, I'll still be watching. You know, I'm a baseball fan anyway. I like watching it, so. I'll enjoy
sure.
it. It's just
Absolutely.
Not my Astros aren't there, but hey, it is what it is.
Let's
roll with it, man.
Man, you know, speaking of, you know, when we were out fishing yesterday, Megan, we had this I Gotcha lure. We call it, well, it is actually the name of this lure. It's called I Gotcha lure, and it's a silver cylinder. Basically, it's a lead weight that's got a chrome chrome finish over the top of it. About this looks like a pencil with two treble hooks on each side. And man, that thing has always been it is my nightmare. You know, I'm just always picturing this thing. I'm pulling out of a customer's face somewhere, you know, like that. But we use it for mahi fishing, and man, right at the end of the day too, we had hit the last shrimp boat and there was a bunch of mahis, and you know, she threw that lure, and what she generally does is she'll go out and throw this lure up, you know, to wherever we think the mahis are, and she'll catch one and she'll pull over next to the boat, and that'll be the one that we keep, you know, sitting in the water for all the rest of them. And she chunked that sucker, and it got real rough, and people, you know, the customers decided they didn't want to stick around, so we threw it in there, and I saw the fish go over the rail and hit the floor. I'm thinking, okay, no big deal. And then 2 seconds later, I did something. I looked back, and Megan is looking down at me, and she's got her forearm, and that treble hook, buddy, it's buried, man, in her forearm. I mean, it done already went past the bend in the hook. I mean, it was deep, and I looked at that, and oh, man. Here we go. So we had to tape the lure to her arm, and it was a mess. She finally got home, and they ended up having to cut it out. So I dropped her off. She went to the urgent care. Ironically, this isn't the first time. You know, it's happened a few times. Normally, we just pull them out, but that one, man, it went in there, and it had it must have got close to that tendon or something, because it kind of had her other parts of her arm that weren't, you know, in line with the hook, kind of moving around and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was like, we're not going to do this one out on the water. We'll let the pros do this one.
Golly.
But, anyways, that's how we finished up, you know, the day yesterday, which, you know, and then it seems like this happened. You know, Sharky went down with this bacterial infection from Cabo.
Can you believe that, man?
Man, I mean, geez, what a, you know, that's the suck. There was a story we heard when we were over there fishing in Cabo Verde with this almost identical, you know, basically a bacterial infection that they could not get an antibiotic to kill, and it took them forever, and, you know, this and that, and they finally got, you know, something that would work. But boy, I mean, you know,
well, I wonder what's in the water over there on the West Coast. Man, that's crazy.
I mean, you know, it's nuts.
I've all the years I've never heard anything like that from that side. I always hear it, you know, over here in the Caribbean or the Gulf, but never over there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's you know, who knows nowadays. But
thank God home and was able to get treatment here in America. Can you imagine in Mexico? They may not have a clue what to do or anything.
Sure. Yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, he did. He was very lucky that he ended up over here when all that happened. For sure.
Yeah.
But it goes to show you too. I mean, you know, and even in places like that, we used to, you know, when. Back in the 90s, you know, when I was first doing this and running on boats and stuff, we always used to keep a bucket with about, I don't know, a cup or so of Clorox bleach. And we would constantly dip our hands because, I mean, it just seemed like the bacterial, you know, the bacteria in the water would hang around for a couple of years. You'd start seeing a lot of bacterial infections, you know. And so we just always had those buckets and we would splash our hands and wash our feet in them, stuff like that. And, you know, as it turns out, it'll dry your hands out real bad and make them, you know, crusty. So we kind of slowed down. But, I mean, at the end of the day, that's how we combated it, though. I mean, we were constantly doing that, you know.
Well, I'd rather have dry, crusty hands than no hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Staph infections, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, you
yeah.
name it. You know, it was terrible. And it seemed like, it, you know, one summer it would just come through and it would just hit hard. And, you know, a lot of people would get it. And I hadn't seen it in a while, which was, you know, kind of surprising to me. That
there's quite a few Vibrio cases over in Louisiana this year. But, you know, they've had a lot of rain over there, too.
And, sure.
You don't know what washes downstream. You know, there's just so much. There's just, it's hard to describe. I know it gets, the more populated we are, the worse it gets. And, geez.
You bet. I mean, and I think, you know, that's probably a part of it, too. You know, these flash floods and these cities are getting better at, you know, getting rid of all that water real fast into the river systems and stuff. And yeah. I mean, it, to your point, I mean, it gets out there and it gets out there quick, and you know, who knows, yeah, what comes down the pipeline. But I mean, I haven't seen in a while, and you know, let's hope that this is not like a resurgence or, you know, and that was in Cabo. So,
yeah.
You know, red tide hadn't even, you know, I heard a few little instances of it here this year, but it has been kind of slow the last few years. You know, there was a guy who died over here in Freeport probably about 3 or 4 years ago, right here in the old river, as a matter of fact. And you know, he jumped in and of course had a big cut and didn't go out. But you know, and to that point too, we used to carry around, just when we started this charter business, we carried around hand sanitizer, and we would be, you know, adamant that everybody, you know, hit it up before we went home. And we haven't done it in a while, but it's about time. We're going to probably start bringing that back.
I use a lot of bleach on my boat, you know, to keep the inside sterile somewhat, you know, and clean. You know, plus it works great taking off blood and everything else. But under the front seat, I just keep a little spray bottle, you know, of Clorox Cleanup. And if you do get finned, or, yeah, it just happens. That's fishing, or get a hook in you, or just, you know, stick yourself a little bit. Just spray a little of that on there and rub your hands together and then rinse them off and keep fishing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Well, that's a fact, yeah. You'd hate to go the other way with it, you know, and you know.
You know, and that bacteria gets on these fish, you know, if they're on their fins and they stick you. I mean, that's an automatic injection of that stuff, bacteria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, look at Richard, the fish dude, man. His arm looked, man, it looked bad. He sent me pictures of it, and he went through all that for a couple of weeks. He couldn't fish. He was down for the count.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a rough way to go out, I'll tell you that. You know, and I was talking to Sharky about it. Well, I mean, you know, he's kind of sending me stories about what it was doing, and none of that felt, that was not okay. it was terrible, you know.
No, nobody wants to go through that. Thank God he's, you know, thank God he's young and healthy. That helped a lot, too.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. You know, he said even after all the IVs and everything, you know, it just, his body just feels wore out and drained, you know.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah. That immense pain. He said the pain was so bad that he'd be on the floor on his knees dry heaving. He didn't even have anything to throw up. It was just the pain was so immense it was making him throw up.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
That's bad.
Yeah, we'll be putting the hand sanitizer and coming back with bleach. So, customers, future customers, just get ready.
I'm with you.
Man.
Risky business.
It is. It is. You know, we're constantly getting stuck and you know, all that stuff. We, you know, use gloves a lot, try to get everybody, all the customers to use gloves, keep pairs on them, but it doesn't stop you from getting stuck.
Can you imagine what it feels like to get a Russell lure in the calf of your leg with a big old 30-pound king on it shaking?
Oh, man.
I remember that happened to a friend of mine. That was ugly.
I've seen him stuck like that with ling, you know, and boy, that ling, it's a brute.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you another thing, too, about those kingfish, and I had this happen to me a few years ago. I flopped a couple on the deck and had about 3 or 4. And, man, one must have just flipped just right and sliced me with those teeth.
Oh, man.
Filleted me like a, man, fish on the cleaning table. I mean, just wide open.
It's like a razor blade, man.
I mean, a split second. It was bad. But, yeah. I mean, all that kind of stuff.
Toothy critters. They have got some teeth.
I'm telling you.
And then, you know, how about a, you know, like a bull dolphin? man, they go crazy when you gaff them and throw them in the boat.
Oh yeah, unreal. You know, there's a swordfish or like the world's worst. I mean, they got that beak too on top of it, and they will beat a hole in the side of your boat. You know, you take those, but a trick though, you with those especially, you take that head and you tie them to their tail, and that'll stop it. The mahi the same way, if you can get them, you know, calm down enough, and they ain't got a treble hook in their face flapping around. But
Boy,
never know, man, never know. Dangerous world out there, dangerous world.
Yeah, these pencil trout are a lot more dangerous than catching the bigger ones, you know, with multi-hook baits. I remember years ago they had a lure out called Gotcha. It was like a tube soft plastic bait with a jig head in one end and had a, you know, the line running through the soft plastic and the tip of the tail. It just was a blunt tail with a little number 10 treble hook in it. And yeah, it was for short hits, you know, short bite and flounder. I can't tell you how many of those number 10 treble hooks I pulled out of guy's hands. They'd reach down to grab the trout wade fishing, and when the trout would shake its head, the end of that tail would flop around, and he'd grab them in the thumb or the top of the hand. I'm going, this is crazy. What do you need? I'm catching them on, you know, I heard these were good. I said, well, I can tell you one thing, I wouldn't be throwing it. But luckily it was a number 10 treble hook, and it was easy to just pop out. It didn't go real deep, and it didn't have a giant barb on it or anything like that. But I said, they named it right. It got you all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible, man. Yeah, and so yeah, be careful out there. They you know, those fish turn around to get you in more one ways than their teeth, you know. So
I always look those trout right in the eye when I get them up to me before I grab them.
Why is that?
Well, you can just tell by that. You can tell whether they're fixing to flop again or not, or start shaking that head and go crazy on you. I just look at their eyes, and I can tell by the way their eyes are positioned. I got him wore down good enough, I can grab behind the head, and he's not going to sling that lure in my hand.
Well, that's a good reason.
I've just never been a net man, you know, wade fishing, dragging a net around and having to fight the treble hooks in the net and all that. You know, I just, old school. Now, you know, a lot of people use bogus. I will on a big one. I'll bottom lip him, set him down, let him go crazy on that boga instead of my hand.
Yeah, they'll sure do it. Well, man, we got you know, in the end of it all, you know, the overall report from offshore was good. There's lots of black men out there at those shrimp boats, man. Go out there and give it a shot. Lots of sharks too. One thing you can try though, you know, come if you go first thing in the morning, there's a ton of sharks out there. Wait till the evening time, you know, go do some bottom fishing, something like that. Come back. Sometimes those black or they'll thin out a little bit, and you know, either that or you can go way up high on, you don't necessarily have to go to the back of the boat. You can go way to the side or left or right, or you know, way up by the anchor somewhere and try to get away from those sharks a little bit. And if you can get those blackfin to follow you, man, I mean, you got it all. So you know, there's a lot of that fishing going on, probably will be for the next few months. A lot of shrimp boats out there, so they'll be around for a while. And yeah, I mean, outside of that, you know, go back to your favorite reef spots and you know, beeliners are real thick in places that they weren't early in the year. The fairly sizable too, you know. Mm-hmm. So kingfish, you know, there's some kingfish around. You know, hit them in the 140 to 160 foot of water area. If you got a special spot in that little area, go try them out. I haven't heard a real good report from them inshore close, but towards the end of, you know, heavy fall, November, they'll start to come in a little bit. Those juveniles will be right up on the beach.
Gotcha. So, all right, buddy. Well, Jeff, throw them out some info. I got to run, my friend.
Yes, sir. Give me a call anytime at 979-417-1013, and we'll see you on the water. Holler if you need anything.
All right. Have a good Sunday, Jeff. Good talking to you. See you, man.
All right. Thanks, Nikki.
Later. Bye. All right, brother. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.